I'm Francesco Graziano Jr. with your CBTV Sports Wire. Norwich Free Academy girls basketball will look to finish off a perfect ECC season, 19-1 overall, when they take out Stonington live tonight at 7 on CBTV Sports. The Lady Bears enter Hoop Night at CT with a 13-5 record and two career 1,000-point scorers in Margot Calmar and Tatiana LaFrance Boyce. We'll take you through this week's coverage at the half with the CBTV Sports Rush and also get you some out-of-town scores. Brian Schnee and Adam Finkelstein will have the call. Fans that have DirecTV and cannot watch CBTV Sports may catch a free live stream on our website, cbtvsports.org. Number 4, Hillhouse New Haven improved to 15-2, handling Guilford last night 76-45. See it Monday night at 9. John Lewis was 4 out of 5 from the field and scored 10 points.
I feel confident when I give my teammates the ball because we all get the job done no matter where, like on the floor.
Reigning U Choose Athlete of the Week, Ray Christie paced Simsbury with 26 points to lead the Trojans past Southington 55-50. Number 10, Bunnell Stratford won their 12th straight game, whipping Weston 73-56. Aaron Samuel scored 19 for the Bulldogs. Tough news for Weaver Hartford girls basketball. Gatorade Player of the Year nominee and Hampton University signee Snoop James will miss the rest of the season with a shoulder injury. James averaged 24.2 points per game this season for 12-6 Weaver and has scored over 1,300 points in her career. North Brantford improved to 12-6, topping Valley Regional 48-40. Sabrina Lemire scored a game-high 28 points for the T-Birds. Torrington cruised to a 59-24 victory against Nagy. Bree Pergola dropped 14 points, while Brittany Anderson collected 13 points and 10 boards. The Red Raiders are 17-1. Bloomfield Boys and Girls Indoor Track swept the Class S state title meets for the third straight year. Morgan Clinton Boys' 34 points in second place were 19 behind the Warhawks. Paul May executed the longest toss in the shot put competition for Bluefield, while on the girls' side, Kamoy Ferguson also finished in first. Goggin Chalk finished 41 points behind the Warhawks in third place on the girls' side, but Jessica Drop wowed the Floyd Little Athletic Center crowd in the 1,000-meter competition with a time of 2 minutes and 55.1 seconds, an unofficial meet record according to GameTime CT's Mary Albel. Matt Lodato's second goal of the night for Greenwich was an overtime game winner. The 14-1 Cardinals topped Notre Dame West Haven 4-3. Bristol Eastern's Twitter account revealed that Paul Philippone will coach the football team next season. Philippone was the head man at Canton last year and previously led Bristol Eastern back in 2008. CBTV Sports, on air and online at cbtvsports.org.